Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Edmonton, Alberta to Miami Beach, Sydney, Australia to Stuttgart, Germany, and we welcome New York. We do have many listeners in New York, Mark, but we're going to welcome today a new listener, Renee Willett, to our show today, as she's a new client and a new member of our family. We represent her as of a couple weeks ago, and we're going to be having Renee join us on the show live, Mark, on December 1st, I believe. Great. But we just want to take an opportunity in a moment welcome New York and welcome Renee Willett to Southern California, which, by the way, she lives here.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe today on this absolutely magnificent, sunny, gorgeous blue sky, free of clouds day here in Southern California, which you know as well as everybody else that listens to the show every week, I call the Shangri-La.
And welcome back to both of us, Mark. We've been gone for a little more than a month on hiatus because of travels, but usually when we're here, we're always saying it's 80, 90, 100 degrees, and yesterday it was a low 50, and I think today it's a little higher in the 60s. But
low of 50, boy, that's an understatement, and it was freezing, and the winds were blowing nonstop for almost 24 hours, so I've got leaves all over the backyard, leaves
Don't
all over the
that?
Front yard. And as a tastemaker, to go out and pick up one of these lawn blowers, that's going to be hard to get out.
You don't want to be doing that as a tastemaker. Yeah. And you have a gardener to do this too, but I know he's only there once a week.
The gardener doesn't come till Thursday.
I think last year, we're going to get to our birthday segment here real soon, but I remember last year, I think I went 3 days without blowing the leaves at all, and the entire lawn was, I'm talking, completely covered. It was like a blanket.
Yeah. I hate it. I like a nice, I took clean, a picture. The picture, green lawn.
But the picture looked pretty cool, though. Yeah. I mean, literally smothered. And speaking your new clean green lawn or whatever, aren't they dying left and right? Aren't people just letting the lawns go?
Well, sure, absolutely.
But I try to water twice a week for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, you have to. Well, twice a week only?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, now we have it 3 days a week, but I like to sneak in an extra day or so when nobody's looking.
Yeah, twice a week for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And just enough to keep it, it's not, you know, bright green, but it's got a hint of dying.
Well, you're doing your part for the drought here in California.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, a lot of people on my street have done that. They've gone that whole route.
But again, it's you got to do what you got to do. But it's a gorgeous day again. This is a great day to be alive. And like Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day.
I like it when it rains, though. The other day, I didn't have to rain at all. I won't rain this week because we get,
All right, whose birthdays?
We got a lot of them today, Mark. Yep. Today's November 17th, so we'll start out with
November 17th already. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're going to start out, Mark, with wishing a happy 19th birthday to Cal Frenzy.
Cal Frenzy? What's
I know,
that?
Crazy. I have no idea, but he is a web star. There's a lot, you know, each week we do these and I investigate and research whose birthday it is. Each week, more and more web stars and bloggers are being added to the list. So, Cal Frenzy, he's 19. Happy birthday.
Wow.
How about that? Rachel Madison. Rachel McAdams. Oh. She was on the last episode of True Detective. She was the female on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's pretty popular. She's 36. RuPaul.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, how old?
I'd say 42.
Yeah, you know,
is that right?
No, you're way off. Oh. She's 50, or he's 54.
Oh, okay.
Holds this. Danny DeVito on the new George Clooney commercial.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Danny DeVito because just 2 weeks ago I said to the wife and Blake, I says, boy, where's Danny DeVito been? I haven't seen him or heard from him lately. Naturally, Blake says the first thing is, well, sunny, every day sunny in Philadelphia. He's on that show on FX.
Yeah.
But other than that, where has he been? Other than last night I see this Danny DeVito George Clooney commercial, which I thought was great. Now, this is an unpaid pitch because Sunday I was at the Fashion Island at Newport Beach. We just parked the car and I saw they had this beautiful Nespresso store that's out there. And so I told my wife, I said, let's go on in there to get a free cappuccino. So we go in the place. I don't know, have you been in these Nespresso stores?
Yeah, they're great.
It was like a car dealership. It was beautiful. Everything
a lot of people
imagine,
there too?
No, there was only a couple people in there.
Because the one in Beverly Hills is just amazing. It's crazy. It looks like it's like Black Friday every day.
Yeah. Well, this was fantastic. I had my cappuccino. My wife had I had the espresso. She had the cappuccino. But great. And we're having this Nespresso. I'm thinking, this is great. And then to see this commercial 24 hours later for Nespresso with George Clooney and Danny DeVito. George Clooney, this is the first commercial I've seen with George Clooney.
Why would he do this?
the almighty buck.
Yeah.
He probably got like $10 million for this thing.
No, not for a commercial. Anyhow, he's 74 today. How old do you think he was?
I would have said 72.
Yeah. Nani, 28 today.
Who's
soccer
Nani?
Player.
Oh.
Soccer player. Huh. Dr. Heavenly.
Again, never heard of another blogger?
Some female African-American doctor, Dr. Heavenly, 44. Never heard of her.
Sounds like somebody hosts a radio
Rock
show.
Rock Hudson, if he was still with us today, which, by the way, he died 30 years ago.
Yeah.
How old would he be?
96.
Wow.
How old would he be?
90.
Oh.
He died when he was 60.
All right. I almost had it.
Hard to even imagine that he'd be 90 right now. That's so old.
It's so old, but you know, there are people out there that
Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese celebrating his birthday today, too. 72. Daisy Fuentes. Know the name. I know she's on TV, but I really don't know
she's
who
she's just like a host or something.
Yeah, she's 48. She looks
48.
Good for her age.
She does. We met her a few years ago.
We
got
did.
A picture. She looked great.
She looked really
fantastic.
That was at the Asian
Excellence Awards.
Yeah, she looked good.
She
How
looked
long
great.
Ago was that? Five years ago?
Let me see.
She looks all but 48
I think
now.
It was 2008.
Yeah. Lauren Hutton.
I'd say she's 70.
71. Okay. 71. Gordon Lightfoot, singer. I like him a lot. He's 76 and looks all of it. And last one celebrating his birthday today is Lorne Michaels, which
Lorne
is crazy.
Michaels, yeah.
How old is he?
70.
Yeah, he is 70, which means when he started Saturday Night Live, he was only 29.
Yeah, he's one of these lucky guys that's talented, that's got vision. Who
29. So he was 29 when he started... which is crazy.
Almost unheard of.
Yeah. Anyhow, so happy birthday to everybody today celebrating.
Some great birthdays. Some great 17th. Birthdays and a great day.
Beautiful day out there. And we are, 9 days away from Thanksgiving.
Wow.
The temperature is supposed to be.
My favorite holiday.
63.
So 63? Really?
63. Yeah.
Oh, drag.
So we will, which we always celebrate Thanksgiving at the at my house. And
so it's Thanksgiving indoors then. No outdoors.
I always like it outdoors.
Al fresco.
Yeah.
Well, I do too. I think it's fantastic. One of the benefits of living here in beautiful Southern California is you could have Thanksgiving
al fresco.
Well, maybe
it's going to be one of those 63-degree days where it feels like it's 68.
No, it's going to be 63 and feeling like 63 where you can't dine al fresco because it's just a little bit too cold.
Yeah, not to mention.
Like I'm saying, you know, most of the people in the country are having their Thanksgiving indoors because that's how the weather is at this time
of
year.
And you definitely have a couple people that are complaining that it's too cold.
Well, I'm one of them. That 63 is going to be too cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say because I definitely know we'd have a couple people. So it'll be indoor.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have 15 people all together that are going to be attending. And Tiana responded, Mark. She says, no problem. Thanks anyhow. I thought I'd give it a shot.
Good.
I'm talking
is that
about
what she said? I'd give it a shot?
Or maybe not exactly that, but I don't know. But
hey, one of the first things I want to do this morning is do a big shout out and thank you. As you know, and our listeners from around the globe, we recently were in Baltimore, Maryland a couple weeks ago for the Miss Maryland USA pageant. Love it. We love Maryland. We love Washington, D.C. because this always gives us an opportunity to visit D.C. We're there in Maryland, which is, everybody knows, Virginia, Maryland.
Virginia.
All these cities, all these states are right around Washington, D.C. So we got to go to beautiful downtown Washington, D.C. and take in a bunch of the sights. And one of the sights...
A little chilly, but it was a beautiful day. It was actually... Remember how gorgeous it was?
Spectacular.
I mean, it was a little chilly, but it was because last year we were there, it was cloudy, cold, and wet.
But if you only have a limited amount of time to do the city, what you've got to do is take one of these bus tours, right? And we had the pleasure of partnering with BigBusTours.com, and that's www.BigBusTours.com. Phone number is 877-332-8689. It's a great double-decker bus that takes you to all the sites, all the attractions in D.C. with on-off privileges, with headpieces to give you you can listen to the tour guides.
You mean headsets?
Yeah. That gives you the...
Earphones.
Yeah. Of the everywhere you're going. So you can pull up in front of the Capitol, get off, go in the Capitol, come off, hop back on the next big bus, take you to the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the White House, Arlington Memorial Cemetery, the FDR Memorial. It's fantastic. So I got to say again, thank you for BigBusTours.com. For Los Angeles, for this great tour that they gave us. And I appreciate that for giving us that opportunity. So, bigbustours.com. If you're in Washington, D.C., you must hit them up and visit them. So, thanks to our folks at Big Bus. And they've got big bus tours all over the world. They've got them in New York. They've got them in Venice, Italy.
We have them here. I think we have them in San Diego. I think I've been on the one in San Diego.
The big red bus tour?
Yeah. Well, I've been on one of them that was you hop on, you hop off.
Well, I think everybody does that now. They all do that. But thanks. I want to do a big shout-out for them. So thanks so very much.
And, Mark, before we get into the rest of the show, and you just did that shout-out, I just want to mention Geez, sorry about that. I should have turned that off, but that was my broker. Anyhow, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute, Mark. But before we get into the heat of the show, I just want to – earlier in the show when I mentioned we have a new listener in New York by the name of Renee Willett, who's – excuse me – one of our new clients recently partnering with us. I just want to give a quick introduction to her, and we'll be working together for
– By the way, there's some wonderful pictures she sent over.
Yeah, she beautiful sure pictures. Did. She sure did. But Renee Willett, Renee Danielle Willett, more than just an actress. People come to us and they're actresses. They're in the arts and so forth. But she's more than just an actress, Mark. She's a excuse me. Sorry. Take some water. She's an avid philanthropist. I love that, too. And she's young. When you have the opportunity to work with somebody who's young and a philanthropist.
I love that word, by the way, philanthropist.
You know they're going in the right direction. But she's an avid philanthropist involved with many different organizations, including Harlem Junior Tennis, education programs such as Robin Hood Foundation, the USC Shoah Foundation, and more. And she is an actress, and in addition to that, in her free time, she likes to play tennis, as she was a junior tennis player. And once competitive playing a junior tennis well, – she was a once competitive junior tennis player. She also likes painting, acrylics, studying languages such as Spanish and Hebrew. And Renee is – her main hobbies include extreme sports. You've got to love that.
Wow,
snowboarding,
I do love that.
Skydiving, water skiing, and flyboarding. Never have done any of those.
Yeah.
So
it's nor
time
will
for
I.
us to get on it.
Hey, would you also call her a socialite? I would think she is, right?
Yeah, you know, we don't have time now, but when she's on the show in a couple weeks, we'll talk about her parents and her mother, and they definitely sound like socialites.
Well, no, I'm talking about Renee being a socialite because, you know, when you – I think one of the descriptions and definitions of socialite is somebody who is – well, no, somebody who attends a lot of different events, art openings. Art Basel, for as a matter of fact, she's going to be in Miami Beach in a few weeks attending the events taking place in Miami. So we're going to be placing Renee at some multiple events down
there.
I
think she was just in Havana a couple weeks ago.
Right. So, and also, if anybody's listening down there in South Florida that is hosting any Art Basel events, contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com and we will get her on the list to attend your event.
We just registered with the Art Basel Association to keep us uplifted with all the events. So, anyhow, a lot of events coming up for her. And I think you are right, Mark. She is a socialite.
Yeah.
That sounds good. A socialite and a philanthropist.
Well, no. And also, actress, socialite, philanthropist.
And she's got a couple movies coming up.
Yep.
These are either in the box, currently filming, or going to be filming. I don't exactly have all the schedules, but I know they're either completed, they're going to be filming, or she's ready to release them. The 8th, which is going to be – there's going to be a party in Miami in a couple weeks for that. Blind, starring Alec Baldwin and Demi Moore, and I think Robert De Niro is in that one. Oh, no, Robert De Niro is in The Comedian. She got another film that she's working on called The Comedian with Robert De Niro and Jennifer Aniston. And Yellowbirds.
Wow.
Another one with Jennifer Aniston. So,
and another nugget of information here. She's the youngest member of the Friars Club, which I believe is pretty darn interesting.
Correct. So a big shout out to Renee.
She sounds like she's got a lot of stuff going on her plate. Like you mentioned, she just recently came back from Havana, which is something that in itself is like a whole episode of the show that you can talk about.
Yeah.
So happy trails to her.
She's bi-coastal. She's got a place here. She's currently in New York. Then she's going to be going to Miami. Then she's off to Israel, and then she's off to Paris and or Sundance. So this young woman has a lot going on, a lot of films. So she won't be in studio in a couple of weeks, but she will be calling.
She'll be calling in. Because she can't be here because she's traveling so much.
Yeah, she's traveling quite a bit. So anyhow, welcome on board, Renee. We look forward to a long, strong, binding relationship.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So,
before we go any farther, I would like to say, on behalf of my brother and myself, in the wake of the terror in Paris that went down last week, our thoughts and our prayers go with our French listeners and our friends over there in Paris. The French are our Americans' oldest allies. They were there with us during the Revolutionary War. They supported us, and throughout the last couple hundred years, they've always been there for us. So our hearts, our prayers go
crazy
out with all the people over there in Paris, France, and the nation of France. Stay strong.
Yeah.
Hang in there, and we're
about
here
that?
For
Have
you
they started
every day of the week.
On Monday or Saturday, they already started bombing over there at Syria. How about that? They didn't waste any time. They just
well,
said,
you shouldn't. We didn't waste the 9/11 the next day we were bombing Afghanistan.
24 hours later?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow,
they waited once they found out who took credit for the bombing, which was ISIS. They didn't bomb immediately in 24 hours because ISIS took credit for it.
I'm just saying that you just said we were just as quick.
It was 48 hours, but it wasn't right away, though. They took credit, and then they started bombing. It wasn't immediately.
Okay, anyhow, kudos for them to take an action immediately. And by the way, speaking of our French friends, we have 50,000 French citizens living in the city of Los Angeles. How about that? 50,000. And the mayor will be having a memorial tonight at City Hall with the French Consul General. So if you're available and you're in downtown here around 5 p.m. tonight, head on down to City Hall and pay your respects.
Well, actually, I would have thought
them.
The numbers would have been a lot greater.
50,000?
Well, we've got over 150,000 Armenians.
Citizens, not just people, not just you know, French-speaking people that have French background, people that actually have French citizenship.
Well, we got 150,000 Armenians living in Los Angeles, so I mean, we're a city of.
Well, we're the second largest city in the world next to Armenia, so that's where that comes into place with the Armenians.
Yeah, I know. Los Angeles to have 50,000 doesn't seem that huge of a number.
Okay. And 50,000 citizens. Anyhow, we welcome them, and if you're in the downtown area tonight, try to get down there and pay your.
Where is this taking place downtown?
City Hall, right out front. They got the. Hey, do does the City Hall have the option to put up the colors like the Empire State Building does?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, when was that? We were driving someplace recently to the airport. I guess it was a few months ago, and I was going through downtown, and City Hall was all in green.
Wow.
I don't know what the reason for the green was, but
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it looked really cool. Or no, actually, it wasn't green. It was purple. They
wow,
had it purple.
Even better.
Yeah,
maybe
it looked great.
A new thing, because I don't recall ever seeing that.
Yeah, it was great.
Right?
So I think pretty much any city or any landmark has that ability to do that nowadays.
Yeah. Special thanks to Voila Gallery. Voila Gallery. Mark and I attended a art exhibit. Actually, it was a photography is art.
Yeah, art
exhibit for Norman Reedus. He is the gentleman who plays Daryl on The Walking Dead. Now, I had no idea that Norman was a photographer. Did you, Mark?
I had no idea Daryl from Walking Dead's name was Norman Reedus.
In any event, Mark and I always have the opportunity to get invited to a lot of events, and we can't go to all of them. We try to go to, if possible, at least once, maybe twice a week. So this was interesting, and I love it too, when they say, we're not only going to put you on the list, we're putting you on the VIP list. So when we got there, it started at 7. We got there about 7:30. There must have been a line about 200 people out
down
front.
The block.
Yeah,
down the
so
block.
There's a real nice speciality about it when you walk to the front of the line and they say, "Are you on the list?" And we say yes. So, pretty cool event. I felt sorry for all the people that were waiting out front because it was full to capacity from the people that were on the VIP list. The people that were in line were, as one person departed, one person would come in. One person departed, one person come in. So that was kind of a drag for all those people. It was a packed event, but I got to say, you know, I like it when they have the cocktails and they had the beer and the wine. And it was I want to know who those people were. Because there were so many people there.
They were Dead fans and they were art fans.
Yeah. Great event, great art.
I must say, though, I thought some of his art or photographs were pricey. I wouldn't have thought that black and white photographs could be sold for $4,000.
Yeah.
They
weren't like an 8x10.
Well,
like
it was a photograph.
Yeah, but I'm just sharing with our listeners so they know that it wasn't just an 8x10 when you see a photograph. They were like 24x36 or 36x48. So they were painting size photographs. But yeah, the lowest price one was $3,000. So
it's not they were Annie Leibovitz. You know, I mean it's Norman Reedus from
and
from
like you
the
said,
dead.
You didn't even know that was his name.
Yeah. Never knew it was the name.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been watching that show since it started, and I think the only person that I know the name of is the main guy, Rick. His last name is Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln? Yeah.
Okay, so look at that. I didn't even know that. And I've been watching the show since day one, and I don't know who these people's names are.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But it was a good exhibit. We also popped over to Beverly Hills afterwards. We were on the after-party list for Eric Roberts' new movie.
Yeah, the name of the movie was – it's called – There is Many Like Us.
There is Many Like Us, right.
It was about the
We didn't get a chance to see the film because we were at the Norman Reedus exhibit.
And we stayed longer than we thought. We always like to bundle.
Yeah. So we're out there in West L.A. Not West L.A. This is Hollywood? Was that Hollywood, I guess, where the La Brea was, where the exhibit was?
Right in the heart, yeah.
So we did the exhibit, and then we went to the Beverly Hills for the after party for the Eric Roberts movie, and, you know, like Matt said, we bundled, which is great. So
yeah, Eric Roberts, There Is Many Like Us. And
interesting name. I don't know if I like that name.
I don't like the name at all. It takes place, it's about the Holocaust, it's about the, you know, it's just, it was a sad movie.
Yeah.
I did my research on it, and just...
Quick shout out right now to one of our brands that recently came on board. We're doing the producing the official celebrity gift bag for this weekend's Chris Everett Raymond James Celebrity Tennis Tournament in Boca Raton, Florida. We are proud to be part of the event for the last 4 years, and we are providing 50 great gift bags. I want to do a quick shout out to our sunglass brand that just came on board last week. It's FadedDays.com, and you know what it is, Matt? It's classically designed sunglasses with a fresh, colorful approach.
Oh, fantastic. Are we going to be able to get one? I know we always like to get a couple for ourselves.
If you're looking for sunglasses that are stylish as you are, the
always.
Yes, the pretentious price tag. What is this? Excuse me. If you like sunglasses that are stylish as you are, well, without the pretentious price tag, you're going to love Faded Days sunglasses. So these are great, cool, hip, trendy, colorful sunglasses that will be going in the official gift bag next week or this weekend in Boca Raton. So if you're one of the lucky 50 people getting these gift bags, you're going to have Faded Days sunglasses in that bag. So enjoy. You know you've got to have sunglasses if you're in sunny Florida.
Wow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we get our... We get
so
our
thanks,
pair,
Faded Days sunglasses, for being part of this great event. And again, it's a great event. ChrisEverett.org. It's the 25th, or is it the 26th year they're having this thing? So
26, because last year was 25.
26 years of doing
this.
That's
a long
thing.
Time.
It's a great cause.
I think
for,
as of last year, they think they raised $11 million.
Oh, yeah, since in the 26 years, yeah. Or in the 25 years, so it's great. So if you're in the area, if you're in Delray Beach, Boca Raton, this weekend, you want to go out and catch a great match. Tickets start, ladies and gentlemen, at $20. If you want to go to the match, it's $20.
Yeah, I see some celebrities playing. I would say a beautiful day, but I think rain is expected again.
You know, yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, the weather down there in South Florida is really hard to predict sometimes.
Yeah.
I tell you, you got great days, bad days, hot days, cold days. It's just
humid days. This is the fourth year in a row we're going down there, and every year it's rained. But you know what, Mark? The match itself has never. I don't think since we've been.
We had
going,
a little rain. We had a little rain because we had to hold off on it.
Yeah,
we had to wait in the VIP lounge.
And then
for
I
a
remember
while.
Right after it did start drizzling. Oh, you're right. Yeah, we had to wait in the. That's right, in the VIP tent, which we love, by the way. But then after it started raining, it's that like you always say, it's the tropics. Remember how we were like just melting?
Yeah.
Like right after the rain, we're watching, and we were like melting.
Yeah.
But fantastic event. Love the partnership that we have with ChrisEverett.org and her team over there, and hopefully the weather will, you know, refrain itself, and even if it drops a little bit, you know, hopefully they'll continue with the match. Timothy Oliphant is participating once again, isn't he?
Did you say Oliphant?
Oliphant.
Okay.
Yeah, Oliphant.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the list.
He's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
And Gavin Rossdale, I hope that regardless of what's happening with his life, that he still participates because he's a pretty good player.
And you know, he is a good player. Yeah.
John Lovitz.
He's a good player too.
Yeah,
he's a regular down there. John Lovitz, Alan Thicke.
Did Alan Thicke play? I know he's done this.
No, he doesn't play. Right, I don't think he plays. He's the MC. But
Elizabeth Snow, she's not there this year, but she's a good player too. Whoever they have, they're pretty good players.
Yeah, except let's see, who wasn't a very good player last year? Which is Oda Kapi.
Oh,
yeah, she needed to work on her.
Game. In fact, I don't think she plays at all. I think she was just there for the cause. But
well, she played last year, but it was disastrous.
What I'm saying is, you could tell the other people play.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they
especially
play.
yeah, that's for sure. Gavin Rossdale and John Lovitz, they're
Dennis Miller is expected to be there this year too.
Yeah, Dennis Miller, that'd be cool. And
I'd
also
like to see his game.
Chelsea Handler.
Oh, Chelsea Handler, right? What does she do after?
She's got the new thing on Netflix coming out next year.
So it's still not. And she got a book. Didn't she sign a $12 million deal for a book?
It could be.
Yeah.
She is on the Muppet Show tonight, the new Muppet Show. So, which is a great show. So if you're got nothing to do at 8 p.m. tonight, watch the Muppets with Chelsea Handler.
Uh-huh.
We're attending an event tonight, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're going to be setting the TiVo for that. It's a launch party, correct?
It is, and it's for, as a matter of fact, we just got a thing about it. It's the Incredi-Whip launch party. Now, Incredi-Whip, there's this new show that just started on the CW or KTLA out here in Southern California.
WB, Mark.
Oh, the WB?
WB, yeah.
And it's called...
Hatched.
Hatched. And it's sort of like Shark Tank.
To a point.
Except on a smaller scale. And it's individuals that introduce their new products. Now, we happened to appear on this episode of Hatched a couple months ago. We filmed it, and I think it airs either this week or next weekend.
I'm wondering, Mark, if it's already aired.
Might have. But she's got the launch party tonight and a viewing party, so that might mean it's coming up this Saturday. You know?
But the show's been on a couple weeks, though, so...
Yeah. But if she's having the launch party and the viewing party...
You're saying the episode that she's
on. I think it might be on coming up Saturday.
Oh, that would be great if that was the case.
So it's a new product called Incredi-Whip, and it's kind of like Ready Whip whipped cream, but I believe it's low-cal or gluten-free or something, one of those, right?
Yeah.
So it's the party's tonight, and it's Incredi-Whip. It's at the stores and Hatched with us. This, I believe it's this Saturday. I'm not sure.
I think they're Saturday at 10 or 11. I got the TV set. I'm getting everyone now.
Okay, look, did you just read Gary's?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. That's firstrun.tv. If you miss the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars, which we're not airing this week, we're also on this great show called the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW on www.firstrun.tv. We've got our third episode just finished, so that's going to be airing real soon.
Yeah, that's details exciting news. Follow. I know, because we filmed that over 2 months ago.
Wow. So,
yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I didn't read his entire email, but I would assume it seems like it's all done, right, Mark?
Almost, yeah. It's shorter than our usual episodes, but it's great to still have an episode that's out there.
Yeah. So,
shout-outs over there on your side?
No, I think we're good to go as far as that goes. But we got the Hollywood Christmas Parade coming up in a couple weeks, Mark.
Wow, now, how about
2 years ago, we were fortunate enough to be invited to walk the red carpet and ride in the parade, which was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
This is the 84th annual parade coming up in a couple of weeks. We rode in the 82nd. So just to give you an idea how long this parade has been a part of Hollywood tradition.
Right, we used to watch it when we were kids. Yeah. We even went there when we were kids a couple times.
That's right. So we had the opportunity of riding in it a couple years ago. And last year, we thought we were going to be invited back, not to ride, but just to attend, but they were at capacity. The green room, it is at full capacity.
Boy, that place is packed.
I don't even know who all these people were. There were hundreds of people. So we couldn't make it last year, so they said, this year for sure, we're 9 days away. Oh, no, we're 12 days away.
Wow.
And we still don't know.
Hey, remember when we did run? We rode in the parade, and it's always the weekend after Thanksgiving, which is usually always cold. We all went down there bundled up with scarves and jackets and gloves. And it must have been 70 degrees the time that the parade started.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. It was a fun night. But again, Mark, like I said, it's 12
days. And we rode with the wives.
We rode with the wives. That was our first of two parades. We rode in one for the Kentucky Derby last year. What was it called again, that parade?
The Pegasus Parade.
The Pegasus Parade. So that was our first or second parade. So riding in a parade, for those of you who have never been, it's pretty cool stuff. But anyhow, Mark, do you think we're going to be invited back?
Well, it's always
ten
nice
days
to
away,
be invited
12
back.
Days away.
I had a great time.
I don't even have to ride in it. I just wanted to participate.
Yeah, it's a great vibe they got there. You know, it's a lot of people, a lot of food, a lot of booze. And you're mingling with all the celebrities. You're mingling with the press and media. You're mingling with the Hollywood influencers. And it's just, right there in Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, real quick, I just got something from. We have a conference call scheduled right when we get out of our show today.
Always conducting business.
Right. But I just got something saying dial in, but we're scheduled for 12, and I just got this thing saying dial in. So maybe I ought to send something to
you. Why don't you send him something? I'll carry on and do a shout out over here for a minute now.
Yeah, because it says dial in 11:30.
It says dial in 11:30?
Yeah.
Well, you coordinated that thing, so I don't think you would have made 11:30 knowing that we're doing our show at 11:30.
No, I looked at the.
Well, anyhow, why don't you just follow up with them, and I'm going to carry on over here with a couple more shout outs. Because one of the benefits with working with WoW Creations when we do our celebrity gift suites or our celebrity gift bags or our events is by getting your brand and product or service in the gifting, we do a shout out for you to all our listeners around the globe right now, which is kind of cool. So we've got this new product that just came on board last week, which is part of the gift bags going down in Boca this weekend at the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament. And the product is called Score at Hand. And the website is scoreathand.com. And the cool thing about this is I'm terrible with keeping score. I mean, I really am. Not necessarily just tennis. I'm just a bad scorekeeper. So if you're bad at keeping score, and if you're bad at keeping score in tennis, this is a great contraption, invention, attachment that goes onto your tennis racket. And what it does is during the match, You score, they score, whatever. You attach this thing to your tennis racket, and you keep score as to what your score is, their score is. And it's kind of cool. You can just go look down at this thing and see what the score is. So it says it's a scorecard attached to your tennis racket, made in Hawaii by Hawaiians. And Christine Watanabe is the inventor, the founder of this great thing. This is something that you would see like on a Shark Tank. So again, scoreathand.com. Never forget the score again. It's a scorecard attached to your tennis racket. So it's cool. It's hip. It's a great way to – it's really good for seniors who are forgetful. And it's really good for kids who don't know how to keep score. So you just keep it on your
– Yeah, we're good for 12, Mark.
Okay. So all is good with that.
You're talking about the
scoreathand.com?
Oh, scoreathand.com.
Thanks,
yeah,
Christine Watanabe out there in beautiful, sunny Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
So we're not on Storage Wars tonight, but we were on Saturday, weren't we?
Yeah, we were last Saturday. Right,
we're not going to be on next week, but we got a request from one of our fans out in North Carolina from Forgotten Treasures. They're just opening up this. They have a couple thrift stores or antique stores or what have you.
Funny, the tastemakers being attached to thrift stores.
Yeah.
Well, you'll figure. But that's from because of our connection with the great with the.
So they're getting ready to open up their second store, and they asked if we could send them an autographed photo. So just got done signing that. So
easy enough to all our fans around the world. We're always happy to send you an autographed photo. Yeah. So if you need something, send to wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, and you're going to get a photograph. Maybe you'll even get one of our T-shirts.
We're lucky.
Maybe
to
even
have
one of our bobbleheads.
Yeah, how about that? And we're fortunate enough to have a couple of our photos at a couple of dining establishments throughout Southern California. Pink's Hot Dogs, which has been there since the 30s or 40s, we're up on their wall, and then Palermo's on Vermont Pizzeria, been there since the 60s, so we're on their wall as well. So it's nice to be. Nice to be recognized. So
I always thought that was cool when you go into a restaurant and you have all these photographs of different quasi-celebrities and quasi-celebrities adorning the walls, never thinking that we would be adorning the walls one day. As a quasi-celebrity on the D-list, or where are we at? We still on the D-list?
Well, I think we're chasing that, Mark. We went from quasi to pseudo, or we went from pseudo to quasi, and we're chasing the D-list.
Gotcha.
So we're doing a good job of it.
We're moving up.
But Bob and Melinda in Lexington, North Carolina, you'll be getting this. We'll be mailing it out hopefully tomorrow, so you'll be having it soon.
Wow.
So thanks for reaching out, and glad to help out whenever we can. And there you have it. So so we're going to that launch party tonight.
Launch party Incredi-Whip. That sounds like a product that you would see in a movie. That's like a made up product.
Yeah. What is it again? I know we talked about it.
It's like a Ready Whip. Like it's a whipped cream with low fat free, gluten free.
Yeah.
What's the latest
on the new Rolls Royce, Mark? We went to the unveiling launch party.
About the Dawn.
Yeah, the Dawn. What happened? We went to that during the summertime. We had to relinquish our phones when we checked in because no photos were allowed. Fantastic champagne. It was at the Max Factor Mansion, right? Is that where it was? The Max Factor
in Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Yeah. So we see it was fantastic unveiling. Great champagne. Wasn't our favorite champagne Vive Klug or whatever?
Vive Klug. Yeah.
Yeah. So fantastic event. So what? Now it's 5 months later. I haven't even seen one yet.
You know, the funny thing about that is they introduced it to the world in August up there at the Concours d'Elegance in Pebble Beach, California. That was its official unveiling to the public. That was in August. Here we've got the Los Angeles Auto Show starting Friday of this week.
Wow.
It's in town here for 10 days, but yet I don't think Rolls-Royce has a presence at the LA Auto Show coming up, which is unfortunate because they didn't have one last year, I think, either. But when you were introducing this new Rolls-Royce convertible, Dawn, what better place to introduce it than at the Los Angeles Auto Show?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm missing with that. Because you've got to think that Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, Southern California, has got to be one of the biggest markets for Rolls-Royce in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Beverly Hills, you've got San Diego, you've got Palm Springs, Bel Air, Holmby Hills.
I guess we should stop by the Beverly Hills dealership and check it out.
You know, to see if it's in there,
reached out to see if they were going to have any launch party or anything, you know, directly from the dealership. Nothing back from them, but I would assume it's probably safe to say that they have them out there, right?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you said, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
there hasn't been anything in the news about
it. One thing I have heard, though, Mark, is holiday music, Christmas music, since last Monday. I know on regular radio here in Los Angeles, Coast 103.5 or whatever, the 104, whatever, just started playing it, I think, on Monday or last Friday. But I've been hearing it on Sirius Radio since last Monday, and I got to say, I love it. But when you start playing it that early, usually a week after Thanksgiving, I'm already tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that might be a little too early because of that reason. Like I said, before, it used to be right after Thanksgiving you'd start playing it.
Hey, you know, one of our biggest events that we produce every year is our annual Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Oscar Week, of which Renee, I believe, will be getting her an invite in the next month or
hopefully
so.
Hopefully she's in town.
Yeah. It's the 22nd or 23rd of February.
Did we even share with her that's part of her package?
Of course, yeah, of course. So we'll be looking forward to seeing Renee at our Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
Do you have the date?
During Oscar Week. But what I'm getting at is I want to do a big shout-out and welcome aboard to one of our clients that's not only coming on board to our Oscar Suite, but they are also being included in this weekend's Celebrity Gifting Bags at the Chris Everett Raymond James Celebrity Tennis Tournament in Boca Raton. And the name of the brand, which is kind of cool, it's Rev Calm, and that's REVECALME.US. Rev Calm, which means calm dream, which is kind of cool in French.
It's a spray, right? It's like a.
So it's founded in 2014 to help you relax while sleeping. It's a more natural way to relax your mind. I know many times I don't think you have a problem sleeping at all. I mean, when we travel, you're out cold like in 3 seconds.
Are you kidding? It takes me a long time to fall
asleep. The website is revcalm.us, and that's REVECALME.
I got to ask, Mark. You sure there's
US.
You sure there's
I have to say a
Mark,
big
you
thank
sure
you.
Hold, are you sure there's an E at the end of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
REVECALME.US. So I want to do a big shout out and a big thank you to our friends at RevCom for participating in our Oscar Suite in this weekend's Chris Everett Tennis Tournament in Boca Raton, Florida. So thanks again for participating.
Fantastic. So the holiday movie star. Oh, we just got some Kevin Joseph, Mark. Kevin Joseph.
Oh, great. Yeah. I hope he's listening
just,
to the show
just
right
take
now.
A minute. Yeah.
Kevin, I hope you guys are listening to the show and you're enjoying. Again, we returned this week. We got a lot of stuff to cram into 50 minutes, so we're constantly going. But, you know, heck, this
he's
is
He's not
great.
Listening. He's going to have to catch it next time.
Oh, dang it, anyhow.
That's too bad.
That is too bad.
But
okay.
Anyhow.
Well, Steve, I hope Steve is listening.
I'll just respond back, Mark. I'll say no worries next week.
Okay. Good deal.
Okay, take over.
Yeah. So we returned back from our – actually, it's a five-day trip. Yeah, we're leaving on Thursday, and we're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we come back Monday. And it's great because while we're down there, we've got a couple of associates and friends and partners that live in southern Florida, Scott Robb, Mauricio, that we're going to try to hook up, smoke a couple cigars, have some scotch, or actually maybe some mojitos. We're in South Beach, South Florida, so I think you're not going to be drinking scotch down there. We're going to be drinking – The drink of the day, which is mojitos.
Mark, so, I'm telling you, we're headed to Miami on Thursday on somebody else's dime.
So it's which is what I said in the email this morning already. So
okay. Oh, okay.
Let me have a drink.
Let me have a drink of this. So I'm not going to bother putting that down. Okay. So
sure you can. Why not? It's
okay.
Still relevant. Might as well. So we're looking forward to a great 5 days. 5 days is a long time. We're usually we do a 3 day thing. We leave on a Friday and we come back like on a Sunday night or whatever, but we're flying out there in Virgin America, which I think is probably one of the best airlines that you can fly on. It's got a cool look on the plane. It's got a younger vibe. It's glossy, hip. And I believe they've got the free movies, so you can watch free movies coast to coast. The seats are a little bit bigger. It's a great way to fly. So I want to do a quick shout out to our friends at Virgin America.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just getting ready to start planning out my magazines that I'm packing to bring along. But seeing we have a direct flight, we're not stopping, and we get the TVs, I don't even think I'm going to carry any magazines.
Plus, you're probably going to be sleeping since we take off at, 2?
Yeah.
So it's 5 o'clock their time, so it's going to get dark a couple hours into the flight.
But, you know, I don't really care for reading that much on the plane anyhow. But when you don't have to change flights and you got, you know, movies, 5 hours, 4.5 hours on the plane, not that much. And then when you carry the magazines, you got 2 magazines. Those things are heavy in my backpack.
Oh, yeah.
I just took out Vanity Fair and Rob Report out this morning. Those are heavy magazines.
I just got my new Vanity Fair yesterday.
It's not like if you got, you know, People or Us, those are, or OK Magazine. You know, those are thin.
Yeah.
No problem. But who's on the cover of Vanity Fair?
Bill Murray.
Who?
Bill Murray.
Oh, great. I just saw him last night, Anthony Bourdain, where he was in Charleston, which, by the way, that's where
Bill Murray
lives.
Was there?
Bill Murray lives in Charleston.
Huh, never knew that.
Fantastic episode. I like Anthony Bourdain. He's great. I don't watch a lot of his episodes because I'm not really keen on a lot of the places that he goes, but Charleston, finally we're getting there next year. We talked about this last night.
How are we getting there next year?
We're judging Miss South Carolina.
Make sure you let our fans know that.
Yeah, next year we are judging Miss South Carolina. Mark and I have been trying to get
Miss South Carolina, USA.
We've been trying to get to South Carolina for the last couple of years. Last year we were supposed to judge. Something happened. We couldn't make it. 2 years in a row or 3 years in a row, we were supposed to be participating, partnering with the Charleston International Film Festival, and it never happened. So for the last 5 years or so, we've been trying to get to Charleston. Unfortunately, we've never made it, but we're going to be there next year. September. Wow. We're a year away.
September.
Yeah. But after seeing this episode, Anthony Bourdain does Charleston.
But anything good? Did you write down the restaurants?
I'm excited. Restaurants. Yeah. Charleston is supposed to be, believe it or not, ahead of New York as far as restaurants, the best restaurants in the country.
Did they mention anything about sweet tea? Because I think they're the sweet tea capital of the world.
No, didn't mention that at all. Huh. But I heard you mention sweet tea recently.
Yeah. But it's about South Carolina.
Huh. Sweet tea. Wait a second. Were we just someplace smart? We're in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Is that North Carolina?
No, it's South Carolina. But okay. We were in North Carolina and they had sweet tea there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were talking about that. Hey, how about the holiday movies? How many are coming out this year?
Not many. There was just that one that came out last week.
And it was a bust.
We love the Coopers.
8 million.
It got an awful review.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see it. Regardless of the reviews, I like to see movies.
Yeah, that's why I don't read reviews. I don't care.
Oh, I do. I care. But I just want to know what the critics have to say about it.
But what else is coming out?
I don't know.
The one with Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah. That comes out Friday, I think,
that looks
right?
pretty good. Eh. What else?
I think that's it, as far as I know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, Spectre.
Yeah.
Like it?
The more I think about it, the more I like it. I guess when I went in there, I was expecting more than I got.
Yeah, me too.
And when I left it, I was disappointed. But the days and weeks following seeing it, the more I think about it, the more I kind of like it.
Gail Anderson, correspondent here at KTLA Morning News, did you hear her remarks about it the other day?
No.
She's seen it. Well, she saw Spectre. No, I'm sorry. She saw Skyfall 11 times. She
loved
it. She absolutely. So you missed Sam Rubin talking to Daniel Craig yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was through satellite. You know, he was down the road.
Was he pitching Spectre, though?
Yeah, doing the satellite media
tour. Usually you do that satellite media tour just before the movie comes out, not 10 days after.
Yeah, but anyhow, so Gail Anderson, Sam Rubin read her posting on Twitter. She absolutely loved it. She couldn't believe she plans on seeing it at least 10 times.
Wow. Again, like I said, after I saw it, the more I liked it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I hate to have high expectations for a film, but I did for Spectre. And walking out kind of let me down a little bit, but as time progresses or goes by, you do tend to say, wow, you know what? I did like that. I like this. I like that. I know you didn't like the music by Sam.
No, the opening song I thought was horrible.
His name? Sam.
Sam Smith, right?
Sam Smith, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He does the opening song, which doesn't have Spectre in it. I forget what the name of it is, but you go back, you know, the 53 years of James Bond movies, and you always or almost always have a great song that's attached to the movie.
Yeah.
And this song, I don't know what your opinion was on the song, but my opinion on the song was it was lousy.
I know Adele did Skyfall.
She won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And a Golden Globe.
I couldn't even tell you who did the two, Casino Royale and the Solace of...
Quantum of Solace.
Yeah. Do you have any idea who did the
I don't.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't. But I'm sure.
But you're right. Music is important for a Bond picture, and a lot goes into it. There's no doubt about that. But
yeah, and I was also disappointed, too. There wasn't more attractive Bond girls in it. There was the one that was nothing against being older, being a Bond girl. She was like 40 that Bond was with. But there wasn't a lot of Bond girls in this movie, which was that was surprising, too. I would have liked to see more Bond girls and a better Bond song. But then I guess it made up for it with Christoph Waltz. He's always good as the villain.
Yeah, and he survived at the end.
Which I didn't like that, though. You've got to kill the villain. And villain always buys the farm.
I mean, how about that? Where were they? Was that in Africa, in the middle of Africa, where he had his outpost? His
yeah,
base?
That was. Where was that? It was
North Africa or someplace like that.
Yeah,
yeah. But I thought the movie was a little too long, though. You're right about the Bond girls and the music. So, but you know, what's not to like about a James Bond movie?
Right. It's always good stuff to like. And that being said, I would like to do another quick shout-out for another brand that's participating in our upcoming Celebrity Gifting Suite in Boca Raton for the Chris Everett Raymond James Tennis Tournament. It's Theracane. Now, Theracane is a great product because Theracane was actually in the official Emmy gift suite.
They
were in the official MTV gift bag this year. So it's a great product. It's deep pressure massager. So if you want to get your, give yourself a great massage, get the Theracane at Theracane.com. That's easy to remember, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, Mark,
Theracane.com.
I never got mine. Wasn't I supposed to get one?
You got one. You got yours all right, bro. You got yours all right. I'm sure you got it, but now you don't know what you did with it. So
really,
it came to you a while ago.
Okay, so we're not on Storage Wars tonight, which is unfortunate.
Dang.
We were on last Saturday. I don't think we're on next week, and I have to check.
I don't know.
But one day this week, I think it might be Thursday, it might be Friday. I'm not sure. It's like a 12-hour marathon, I think.
Oh
all
yeah,
kind of episode.
Well, they had a marathon last Saturday too.
Hey, the episode tonight, they're up in the snow. I saw commercials for it. They're up in like Big Bear or something.
Huh.
Looks entertaining because it's. All of a sudden, everything is white and they're around snow, so it looks pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So
when did they film that? Because usually these things air about a month afterwards.
Unless it was like about a week or two ago.
They don't air them that quick, though.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a repeat from early in the year.
And the funny thing about it, Mark. No, I checked. Today's the first. But the funny thing about it, in the next week, Mark, this episode airs about 8 times.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called, it's that city that's up there by Big Bear or Lake Tahoe called City of the Rim of the World.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it runs about 8 times in the next 7 days. So,
wow. That's,
so anyhow, we're not on, but check it out anyhow.
Even when we're not on, it's a cool show to watch.
On A&E, and check it out.
And if you're missing your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, and you know we've been gone on the airways for a while, go to www.firstrun.tv. Our show is The Fabulous World of the Harris Brothers, and it's available 24/7, 365. You can watch it from your laptop, desktop, iPhone, iPad, tablet, smartphone, wherever.
Yeah.
You know,
wherever, and we got the new episode coming. That's it's just finished today. So, how long till it's able to watch?
Tomorrow, I would think, because we're going to give it the final director's cut.
I like that. Yeah.
So we'll review that.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up soon. So I'm happy about that. And let's see, we'll be on the radio next week. We're in Miami, Boca Raton, starting this Thursday. We come back on Monday afternoon, but we're back in studio. I think we're back in studio next Tuesday. Are we, Mark?
I think so, right.
Okay.
And so...
And then, okay. Right.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah. If you need to send us an email and you want to request an 8x10 photo of us, you can send us an email at, that's www.creationsmedia@gmail.com. We'd love to get you out. We also have some T-shirts.
T-shirts? Bobbleheads?
Yeah, a lot of people have shown some interest for those bobbleheads, Mark.
Well, that's and pretty on, cool bobblehead. On Who December doesn't like 1st, a bobblehead, right?
On December 1st, again, join in. We're going to have a calling in. Not in studio, but calling in is our new client and philanthropist and actress.
Philanthropist, Renee, actress,
and
socialite.
Right. Renee Willett will be calling.
She's traveling
in
the world as we speak.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
she just came back from Havana.
I think
where's she at right now?
I think she's in New York right now.
Okay. Great time to be in New York during the holidays.
Yeah.
I think the Rockefeller tree just went up recently.
I think next week it goes up. But then she'll be in Miami. Then she'll be in Israel. Then she'll be in the Sundance Film Festival. And then she's going to be in Paris for Fashion Week. So how does she get it?
Sounds like a reality show.
How does she find time to film all these movies that she's in?
Time management.
Yeah. Good time management. Yeah. So anyhow. You also could follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. Friend us there. You can follow us on Twitter. And you can follow us on MySpace, right? I know every time we mention MySpace, we're always kind of like...
MySpace, we've got... We have a... we're there.
We have an account. Is that an account? No, what is it? You don't have a... It's not a page. It's not an account. What is it? Like a Twitter page, Facebook page?
It's there. Put it that way.
Okay. Follow us there. And if you want to
Facebook, LinkedIn, Flickr, MySpace, Twitter, Instagram, firstrun.tv to watch The Fabulous World of WoW, LATalkRadio.com.
And more exciting news to come from us right now. Actually, we have a documentary that we're currently working on. So
what?
We should probably, one of these upcoming times, if Sam could approve it, get something filmed with us here. Just showing that this is part of our weekly game plan.
Wow, sounds like we got a lot of stuff going on. So we're leaving for, again, the Chris Everett, Raymond James Celebrity Tennis Tournament is taking place this weekend. Now, if there's still tickets to attend, if you want to go,
as low as $20.
There's a Friday night cocktail party where they've got an auction, or a silent auction where you can go and buy stuff. That some great stuff has been donating from friends, you know, people, and some great things. So that's Friday night. The grand gala is Saturday night at the Boca Raton Resort. The tennis play is taking place on Saturday and Sunday at the Delray Beach Tennis Center, I guess it is. So there's a lot of stuff going on. ChrisEverett.org, great event, one of the best things that we do in the year. You could donate, you can attend and support the charity, support the event. In the meantime, continue listening to the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We're currently working on a new Tastemaker Radio Show website, which will be going live shortly. Our documentary, what's the name of the documentary?
Chasing Fame.
Chasing Fame is also in production now. That is,
I don't think we're
going to
make it to Sundance, though.
At the film festivals next year. Not Sundance, not time for Sundance, but shortly thereafter. So in the meantime, get out there, enjoy life, get to a restaurant, go travel someplace, enjoy life to its fullest. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.